KO4QALG and 0TR.
How you doing tonight? KO4QLA.
I was checking on you, 4C. How you doing, Chris? I'm doing about far uptown as you can get. I got a bowl of banana pudding here with some whipped cream on it and two maraschino cherries on top. What do you think?
Sounds like that would be just as good as those three chocolate-covered donuts I had earlier.
Three, what was it?
The covered donuts from Krispy Kreme.
Fat, Chris. This banana pudding and whipped cream and cherries is non-fattening.
I just heard you say whipped cream, and I think you're telling a fib when you say it ain't fattening.
The fact is, I'm just like my dad, and all railroaders, I can say that from growing up with them. My dad said he used to verricate some, but he never did lie, Chris.
Call it whatever you want. Sounds like you're doing it.
Bernice, you believe that? Bernice said, hi, Chris. Well, how's the weather up there in the sticks? We got 1.45 inches so far, and it's 53 degrees out there.
Don't have anything to measure mine with, but it's been raining pretty good. Just about all day, flaked up a little bit, but it's coming down pretty hard right now.
You're coming down pretty good clip there minutes ago. Oh, let me pull up the weather radar here. I just got my old computer started down here. Well, we got out and tended to the chickens and everything real early this morning to keep from getting involved with this rain. And they still had the Greenville Christmas parade, and my gracious, they must have set off thousands of dollars worth of fireworks. They were 14 miles from there, and you could hear them clear as a bell. Yeah, I show a little cell right over your place up there, and it's yellow and got a little bit of orange on it. Gary, he's just dark green down there, and it's the main system right now is a little bit west of us, but they said early in the morning it's going to possibly be severe, but not, it's not indicated because it's cooler here than it was to the west. But boy, over there by Nashville and in that area and down into Alabama and all, they had I don't know how many tornado warnings, but a bunch of them when I looked at the weather earlier.
They say it's going to be getting a little bit worse. We definitely need the rain. Can't say that we need those tornadoes.
I don't think there's any chance of that, Chris, but west of Anderson now, I'm looking at it. I just zoomed out, and they are showing some hail cells down there. Just two of them. Most of them is just thunderstorms. But they are tracking north and east. So we'll probably get a taste of that. I'll zoom out some more. Oh, boy. And the main system is back towards Tupelo and up through Huntsville and that. And clear down into Louisiana. It's red as a beet. And they're really catching it. I feel sorry for them. But it was in the 70s there today. And, you know, it's just too cool for that here, I think.
Looks like a pretty big system to me, too. We had a CWP class today. And it timed out about, just about perfect. We was out in it when it was very light. So we got a little bit wet, but it wasn't bad.
How many graduated from that?
It was actually a private class. We only had 10.
I haven't got much to report here today. Bernice made some peanut butter fudge. What else did you make, Bernice? Oh, she made a big pot of chili. Oh, my, that was good. She makes it in, it's in that pressure cooker pot, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did.
No, I know that. It's not pressure cooked, but it was in that pot, and it made it full. No, it was just delicious, and I had that and a couple of homemade breadsticks, and it was just really delicious for a nice supper tonight. Chili's good on a crummy day.
That's wrong, we'll agree. And that's the one I like. Well, okay. The good grilled cheese sandwich with extra cheese and cooked in butter. That goes really good with chili.
I couldn't possibly do that, you know, because, you know, I'm always on a diet here. I like seafood, Chris. N0TR.
I'm sorry. I guess I'll just have to tell you about why, and you can dream about it.
Well, I did talk to the sergeant major today for a little bit, and he was working on a power supply for T-Bar, and had a couple of bridge rectifiers go out, and I can't remember. I know they got two of them down in there, but it's been a while since I worked on one, and I don't know. He wondered if they were series or parallel. You know, I just don't remember why they had two of them. I got the schematics in a drawer behind me on my rollaway here where I'm sitting down in the basement, but probably have to read the theory of operation there to see that. But I remembered that after he said that. It's just an old Astron. But it was nice to hear him, but he got a phone call right in the middle of it and kind of cut us short, but I was glad to hear him.
I have been spending a good bit of time on that frequency, but pretty much just listening. I heard him a few times, but I hadn't stopped what I was doing and had a conversation with him yet.
I went and bought a $169 antenna. Just to get into that better, and I put it up, and it had twice the gain. It's got over 6 dB of gain, and I didn't think I could get it up by myself. Bernice helped me a little bit, but my feet, they don't take to the ladders very well. But it didn't make a darn bit of difference. It really ticked me off. So I guess now what I need to do is mount it up on the chimney on the house. But I think Bernice would divorce me if I decided to do that. But that's the only way I can get any more elevation. And this antenna's 10 feet tall. That's pretty tall. The only other one they had taller was 17 feet. And I didn't think the mount that I had, it's an inch and a quarter pipe, I didn't think it would support it, although they have very little wind load and they'll take 112 mile an hour. So, I didn't get it. I just got the... And it was a lot more money. But anyways, I got it up there. No joy on the getting better. So, I thought maybe I could... down the line, get it put up on the chimney. I do have a tripod. I could put it on the eave of the house. But I hate drilling holes in the roof, you know?
Is a good idea. Personal opinion. You always take a chance on causing a leak or at the very least rotting in the wood that you're attached to.
Live in an HOA or anything. I'm kind of out in the country, Chris, but oh, it wouldn't look as good there either, but I don't think it'd even be seen on the chimney. It's just a white stick, you know, fiberglass. And then there's just a wire antenna going up through the center of it, but they're pretty much unnoticeable because they are white, and they just got a little silver tip on them. I forget the brand on it. I got one over there. I can't read it from here. And it's 2 meter and 70 centimeter. But I thought, with that much more gain, I thought I'd get it. But it just, chance it must be a height thing. I noticed he's got one on the roof that's on a tripod. Boy, it's a tall tripod. Mine ain't that tall. But anyways, we'll address that down the line. Chris, I better let you go. It's 8:51 and getting up near net time. I just wanted to check and see how you was doing, and glad to hear you're percolating all right. We're just sitting here watching Mountain Men. He just caught him a wolverine, so we love that show. It's fun to watch. This old boy just made a longbow, and then he made the arrows, too. That takes some talent. Take care, Chris. 73's KO4QLG in 0GR.
Here, Tom. And hello, Miss Bernice. I didn't greet you back a minute ago. My apologies. I will say 73's to both of you. KO4QLG, I'm clear.
Good night, Chris.